Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of a new month. Big show. Our first guest is going to spend the hour with us. My buddy Tony Orlando will be joining us. And then at the end of the first hour, we have Kelly Edwards talking about some hints for getting your house in shape for summertime. Next hour, our first interview is with our friend, the late Ray Liotta. Passed away a couple of weeks ago. And as a tribute to him, we want to play the last interview we did with Ray last December. Wrestling from the WWE champion John Cena, Margie Haber will be joining us about how to get into acting, and then we're going to talk about eye care with Dr. Nancy Holkamp. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause only momentarily. When we come back, my first guest for this first hour, Tony Orlando.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. They're coaches of real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, what you're listening to is my friend of many, many years, and not just a friend, the best friend that anyone could have. Joining us right now on the show is Tony Orlando. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, Ron, thank you for having me. That's a nice introduction. And it's true. We are brothers. It's a fact.
Yeah, we for some reason, and now our wives are going down the same road.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, there's just this thing about them that, you know, they get along like we do. So it's working to our advantage, you know.
It does. When they get along, everything works, right?
Everything works. Tony's in our studio, and we haven't done one of these face-to-face from the days that I was doing the shows up in Branson when we would do the shows in, you know, various, including your own theater.
Where I'm sitting in your studio.
Yeah.
Here in Orlando, Florida, and it is impressive.
Well, thank you.
Let me tell you, let me share something with everybody. You come into this room that looks like it's a separate house, like a guest house, and in it is all of his, you know, radio equipment, and then you look around, and he has a star framed picture with every conceivable performer, as far back as guys like Danny Thomas, who's looking young, and you were looking like a kid.
You're right.
You were a kid. It just is amazing, your good friendship with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, who was your buddy, and your brother back then on the radio also.
Right.
This is really an impressive place to be, everybody. I wish you could all see this studio, because it's a place where you can tell someone loves show business, loves radio, loves audiences, and loves to give back to people. And it's very prevalent, that feeling in here, Ron. It's great.
I appreciate that. My sons, when they come in here, call this the ego room. I wonder why. You know, I tell them, I said, you know, when you go to Detroit, there's this big building, and at the top of the building, there's a four-letter word. It's called Ford. That's branding, okay? And this is no different than branding, but they don't understand it.
Well, you know, because you're dad. If you were dad and they came into my house and they saw my similar pictures, I'm like, wow, you worked with him?
Right.
You worked with her?
Yeah.
You knew Lucille Ball?
Right.
You knew Sinatra? You know, it's funny. When you're dad, it's a different perspective.
Different deal. You know, I asked, I forgot who it was a comedian, and I said, do your kids enjoy your comedy? He said, are you kidding me? They couldn't stand it, you know. So, Tony, you've had...
You know that record? Forgive me for that record you just played.
Yeah, I love that song.
I have a little story for you on that. There's a guy named Peter Wolf. He was the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band.
Jay Giles Band, yeah.
And married to Faye Dunaway.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember I was doing the Golden Globe Awards. And there was a break in the middle of it. And so I meet up with Peter in the hallway and Faye Dunaway. And we start talking, and Peter says, yeah, you know that Faye can give you the serial number of every doo-wop record ever made? For that matter, every record ever made. I said, come on, stop it, Peter. He goes, Faye, show him. So she goes, just name a title to me, Tony. And I said, okay, Dale of Vikings, come go with me. She goes, red and green, red and white, label, dark, black on the backside, serial number 42177376.
Oh.
So I don't think she's even being close.
Yeah.
I go home, and the numbers that she tells me are really the numbers that are on that record. So she wasn't lying.
Really?
So in the middle of conversation, she goes, you know what you want to do? You want to cut that old song by Jerry Butler called He Will Break Your Heart. Come on, let's sing it. So now I start singing with Peter in the hallway. He don't love you, right? She goes, yeah, that one. I said, tell you what, Faye, I'm going to go back and I'm going to cut it. So the title and Jerry's record, who wrote the song with Curtis Mayfield, is He Will Break Your Heart. It's not He Don't Love You Like I Love You.
Yeah, I didn't know that myself.
So the chorus over and over again is He Don't Love You Like Us. I call Curtis Mayfield. I said, Curtis, would you mind if I change the title to He Don't Love You Like I Love You? He said, well, let me ask you a couple of questions before you do that, Tony. He said, are you cutting it with Thelma and Joyce, Tony Orlando and Dawn? I said, I am. Will it be considered as a single? I said, it will. Will you sing it on your television show? I said, I will. He said, well, in that case, I don't care if you change it to Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
As long as the royalty checks come in, I don't care what you call it.
True story. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You know, you have a song that you know that I love, and that's the Bobby Darin song, Dream Lover. And I always say that when an artist, even a successful artist like you, covers a record, you think, why, how could you do that? Because, you know, it's like Mac the Knife. How do you cover that, right?
Right.
But you have done such a magnificent version. We'll play that later on in the show about how you did that great song, Dream Lover.
Right.
And you thought when you were recording it, because Bobby was in the room, right, you thought you screwed it up.
I forgot the words.
But don't sound
like it. If you listen to the end of the record, you hear me say, oh, no, I don't know how. I just forgot the words. Bobby came out and he said, no, don't redo it. The performance was just too good to redo, and they kept it.
I think it sounded marvelous. I really do. You got some great stories. Tony's had a book out for several years now. In a very warts and all book. But I got to tell you, he's got stories. He's been here at the studio all afternoon, and he's got stories that are unbelievable. Well, I'm going to pick one. Tell us the story about Doc Severinsen, because it's a story that I'm familiar with, too.
Yeah, in fact, it brought chills to your arm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all love Johnny Carson, and we all still do love Johnny Carson. I do, at least.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Johnny Carson to work with, in many cases, was difficult, I understand. Okay? He was a very, very strong personality in charge of his life and people. And I remember Doc Severinsen saying to me that he was so afraid of Johnny, of doing something wrong in front of Johnny, that he had to take all four fingers and touch his thumb so that he could remind himself to stay within himself. He was so afraid of Johnny. So when you heard, and here's Johnny, he was so nervous. Doc Severinsen was so nervous. And you said to me, oh my God, Tony, look at the hair on my arms are standing up because he told you the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what always amazed me is he would sometimes, we're talking about Doc now, would kind of go head-to-head with Johnny when Johnny would make reference to his outfits and not seem to be afraid. The old bit where he was talking about, he was sitting in, Doc was sitting in for Ed, and they were talking about Thanksgiving. And, you know, in the way Doc was talking to Johnny, it sounded like high school buddies. But he was scared of him.
Yeah, and that was prevalent with a lot of people in Johnny Carson, unfortunately. I don't like to hear that.
Yeah.
Because it didn't happen with me when right. I met Johnny. Johnny was always very gentlemanly to me. So sometimes when I hear stuff like that, I go, wow. And especially when you think these guys work together every day. Now, Ed didn't feel that way.
No.
You were best friends with Ed McMahon. And Ed had nothing to say but the greatest things about Johnny.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely true. A different perspective. You tell a story about Don Rickles, which is fascinating. Tell it.
Well, I was my first time in a main room in Las Vegas was with Don Rickles, but we opened for Don. So it was 1974. And Don would always invite me back to his dressing room after the show and just give me advice. He was so kind. He knew I was just starting out. It was always like, now, Tony, you know, if you do this or if you do that. And one day I said, hey, let me ask you about you and Johnny Carson. I love when you're on his show. Man, it's incredible to see that friendship because I don't really know Johnny Carson. I said, what? He said, I don't really know him. He said, I've never been to his house. I was never invited for dinner. It blew my mind. I went, but you look like your best of buddies. Well, Tony, we have to look like that. But Johnny's he's not typical.
Yeah.
So I said, you mean you were not buddies? That was just ad-libbed? He said, yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. I think Don Rickles also admired you because you were so good to your mother. One of the things that I'm sure was the reason, other than your personality and your talent, is that he loved guys, and you are one of them, that loved their mothers. He was very big on that. That's why he made the comment to me one time, that's why he was so enamored by Elvis Presley. And, of course, your relationship with your mother, I know, and if he knew it, that would be
amazing. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow.
We're going to pause for a second. My very special guest is my very special best buddy, Tony Orlando. We're live nationwide and around the world, and Tony and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl I hold in my arms, you know the magic of her charms, because I want a girl to call.
I told you that's a great version of it. Dream Lover, that's not Bobby Darin. That's my buddy Tony Orlando with a version that I just absolutely love. That has done so well.
You're not going to believe who's singing backgrounds on that record. It was Carole King.
Really?
Yeah, because Carole arranged, I think, 11 out of the 13 songs that we did. And Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow was cut before the Shirelles. And Some Kind of Wonderful was cut before the Drifters. My job with Carole, 16, 15 years old, I cut that record, Dream Lover. When I met her through Don Kirshner, was to do demos for the artists that she was writing for. So she would say, oh, this is for the Drifters, and I would try to sound like the Drifters. Mm-hmm. Take Good Care of My Baby, this is for Bobby V. I would try to sound like Bobby V. And that was their way of teaching me how to make records. She did all the backgrounds on that first album.
You got stories that are unbelievable. I'm going to have you pick one, because we were talking about three before we came in.
You like all my stories. And it's funny, I get with Ron, you know, I love him so much that I open up and I tell stories to him that I don't usually tell on a television show or radio show. Not even on my radio show do I talk about it. And I don't know, he just brings it out of me, because he loves people and he loves show business and he loves radio, and it's obvious he's been in it so long. He loved the story I told about, I was in a movie with Adam Sandler called That's My Boy. And so it was all filmed in New England. And at the end of the shoot, I get a phone call and I hear a voice, and it's a female, and she says, hi, sweetheart. I said, sweetheart? I said, is this you, Franny? That's my wife. She goes, oh, come on. You know who I am. Come on. It's your sweetheart. I go, ma'am, I don't know. Who is this? She goes, it's me, Ethel Kennedy. I said, oh, my God, Mrs. Kennedy. No, don't you call me Mrs. Kennedy. Call me sweetheart, or I'm hanging up. I said, okay, I'll try my best, but I feel it. No, you have to do it. Call me sweetheart. I said, okay, sweetheart, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long. Fine, how's Franny? She loved Franny. She met Franny, my wife, at an event. And she said, I said, oh, she's fine, Mrs. Kennedy. What is my name? Oh, sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you filming tomorrow? I said, no, tomorrow's Sunday. We're not filming. She goes, well, would you like to go sailing tomorrow with us? You're you're asking me if I would like to go sailing with the Kennedys? She goes, yes. I said, well, sweetheart, I'm ready. Absolutely. She goes, okay, you come. Do you know where we live? I said, I think I can find out where you live. She goes, okay, then. Just come right up to the door and open the door. It'll be open. And I'll see you at 8 o'clock. And just yell out, sweetheart, now come right down. I said, okay, sweetheart, have a good night. Next morning, I get in the car and I drive to the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. And there it is. I had never been there before. And just a picket fence. No wall, no security, nothing. Just a picket fence. This is it. I walk up to the front door and I stand there thinking, do I really open this door and then say, sweetheart? I mean, do I do that? So I get the courage up. I open the door and go, sweetheart. She goes, I'll be right down, Tony.
Oh,
and
my.
Down the stairs comes this beautiful elderly woman. She looked about 4'2". She's coming down that staircase with her arms open, and she gives me a hug. She says, well, welcome to the Kennedy compound. As I walk just 2 steps past that staircase, there's a television set. It looks like it's out of the 50s. She said, oh, wait, you see that TV, Tony? That's where me and Bobby and Jackie and Jack stood here waiting for the votes to come in for him to become president of the United States. How could I be in this position? Where is my mother? Where are my friends? No one's ever going to believe this.
Where's everybody that graduated with?
Right. So she goes, come on, we're having lunch for you today. I said, what? She said, yeah, the whole family's coming over. So in comes all the Kennedys, including Bobby Jr., including all the grandchildren. And she says, well, we're having a buffet, so go help yourself. I'm like, oh, are you kidding? I'm really here, right? So I'm now at the table, and Mrs. Kennedy, before we even start, taps the glass. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, everybody, what do you say? I'm in the mood to sing Candida. Oh, my Candida, we can make it together. The kids and everybody singing Candida with Ethel Kennedy. Okay. No. I know this is hard to believe, but I swear this is all true. You know Candida? Yeah, but my favorite one. Come on, let's do Yellow Ribbon. Oh, tie a yellow ribbon round the... She knows every word. She's singing, and she's conducting the Kennedy family, grandchildren included, to sing this song they never heard of. So, and they're all singing. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is doing it. God bless him. She sings not 3 times. She hits the table 3 times and everything. I couldn't believe this is happening. Can we have a tape of this or something? I can't believe it. She says, this is a memory for you to keep, Tony. But I'm going to take you on a tour right now because, as you notice, we can't go sailing. Tremendous rainstorm going on. Yes, but Bobby, get Tony a poncho because I want to take Tony in the golf cart and show him all the houses on the compound. I said, sweetheart, it's pouring rain. You think a little rain is going to stop a Kennedy? Seriously? You think that's going to stop me? Come on, get into this golf cart. Now she proceeds to take me to every house. I think there's 4 or 5 on the compound. One house, she says, this house we gave to John Jr., but this is where John Kennedy and Jackie would stay when they came. This was where they stayed. And she takes me to the next one and give me the history of the next house, etc. So I go, Mrs. Kennedy, sweetheart. I said, sorry, sweetheart. And she said, tomorrow I have to go to a session. I got to get my hair done. And I said, so I get this idea. What if I tell the people who do all the makeup to come over and do your hair and makeup? You would do that for me? I said, absolutely. So I go back and I tell the makeup department, send me 2 ladies to do her hair. And they did her hair. So here's the ending of the story. A week later, the shoot is over. And the house that we're doing the movie in, George and Laura Bush are going to stay in the wealthy man's house that we're taping this movie in. I get a phone call. He says, Tony, I just spoke to President Bush. He'd like you to come over for lunch. This is a week later. Well, he wants you to come have lunch with us. You'll stay? So, of course I'll stay. So I come over, and President Bush says, Tony, you'll never know where I'm going next Saturday. I said, where are you going, Mr. President? I'm going sailing with the Kennedys. So now I'm sitting there thinking to myself, should I tell him that this little old singer was also invited? Don't feel like you're such a big shot. What do I do, right? So I look at him and I go, Mr. President, I was offered that and we had a downpour. But I was afraid to tell you because the Democrat and the Republican said, let me tell you something, Tony. My father is best friends with Bill Clinton. We have known the Kennedys all of my life. We may disagree politically, but we're friends. And that was something that stayed with me. And I just hope hope that that kind of thinking prevails.
Tony Orlando is our guest, telling some great stories. Love when Tony's on the show. It's not even work. It's just like, you know, talking to an old friend, and that's what we're doing here with Ron Sedgie today, and we'll be right back with more.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Marriott is suspending all of its operations in Russia. The hotel company is citing restrictions imposed by the U.S., U.K., and EU. Marriott International said in a statement it has come to view that the newly announced restrictions will make it impossible for them to continue to operate or franchise hotels in the Russian market. The company closed its Moscow office and paused the opening of new hotels and all future hotel investment in Russia following the invasion of Ukraine 101 days ago. The baby formula plant that was shuttered after a federal inspection has reopened. The Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, had been closed for 5 months after an FDA inspection discovered unsanitary conditions. The factory produced most of the country's supply of powdered Similac and specialty formulas. Its closure led to the national shortage of baby formula. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Above you. Another million seller by our guest Tony Orlando. My pal is in the studio with us, and we're spending an hour with him. And Tony, I can never get tired of listening to that song.
I mean, that's the biggest selling record I ever had.
Even bigger than Yellow Ribbon?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In its initial release, yes. Now, over the years, Yellow Ribbon made comeback after comeback. Same two writers, Irvin Levine and Larry Brown, wrote both songs. But that sold in its initial release in America, not even around the world yet, 4 million records.
Wow. Really?
2 million records was the sale for Yellow Ribbon in its initial release in the States. So two times the amount of records, but not three times.
But Tiny Yellow Ribbon is the signature song.
Definitely.
Tony does a radio show every week, 10 to midnight Eastern Time, WABC Radio. How do you like being on the air as a radio host rather than being the interviewee?
I've been blessed, Ron. I've done Broadway, movies, television network show, right? Played all the casinos in the world, all the great palaces in the world. I never knew how hard it was to do what you do. No, really, really. Because no one sees you. They only feel you on the radio. And they can tell whether you're full of it or not on the radio. You have to be solid, truthful, honest, and you have to be able to exaggerate the emotions of the person listening and make them entertained. It's tough when it's just you and a microphone.
It's the theater of the mind. That's the reason.
Well, I've heard that before, but that doesn't, I don't think that describes to the listener right now what the theater of the mind is.
Well, no, it was in the old days when you had the Green Hornet.
Well, no, yeah, but not, but when I work with you, I don't even think about, because you make it so natural. When I'm doing the radio show, I'm going, oh my God, is that good? It's weird. It's like I'm talking to people that are not there, but I know they're out there. I'm talking to people that I'm not in a camera. I'm not facing an audience. I'm not sensing the emotion from the audience, the buzz. Mm-hmm. When I look at the camera, I know that guy that's sitting on the couch dunking his Oreo cookies in the milk like I used to do is sitting out there. I know he is. So I picture him. So I talk to him or her. But radio, just you and the microphone and the room. And you hope that you're communicating to those people, having them feel your heart. And so this is really an art form.
Well, you know, Tony, a lot of people who go from small markets to major markets in this business, they get nervous when they do that. But, you know, I sit in this room and I talk to the country, talk to the world, for all that matter. You do the same thing. But when I sat at a little radio station in Pennsylvania, I have the same feeling here as I do there because I can't equate it with the crowd. If you walk out and do a show and there's 200 people there, that's one feeling. If you walk out and there's 20,000 people, that's another. The fear factor goes up.
Well, that's where we differ. I work the same for 200 people that I work for.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I don't even change the emotion.
No, I understand that, and you're right. But in broadcasting, if somebody says they're going to go from Nevend, Indiana to New York City, actually, if they're sitting in that room.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yeah, I got you.
But you like it.
I do like it. I like it because I'm able to be creative on the station that I'm on at WABC, which is an iconic station in New York.
Sure.
50,000-watt station in its day. I used to hear it in Florida.
Everywhere. Yeah, everywhere.
And, you know, I find it challenging to come up with something different every show. I was always a little bit worried about my radio voice because you're born with the gift of a radio voice. I don't have that. And so I thought, is this right for this genre? And so far, it's been great.
I mean this. There's actually, the days have gone by for the radio voice. Everybody thinks that you go, good evening, everyone, and now the latest news. You know what? Some of the greatest radio personalities, it's their personality. Look at Wolfman Jack. Look at Don Imus. Look at Howard Stern.
Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey. You know, these guys don't have the...
That's true. You're making me feel pretty good now.
Well, they don't. You know, it's the entertaining factor.
Yeah.
I worked with a couple of guys that changed their voice just to sound different, so we didn't sound like everybody else on the agenda. Tony, let's talk about your stage show, your performance. You know, you work really hard on stage. I mean, we just saw Tony a couple of weeks ago playing in Central Florida. Works extremely hard. How long can that happen without taking just a physical toll? You're not Perry Como from the standpoint of sitting on the stool. You are working that stage like crazy. So it's not a situation where you say, well, I'll just lay back and blah, 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 Bing Crosby. You are working like you were 24 years old.
And what you don't know, that particular show you came to, I was slowing down. Now, I'll tell you why. Sammy Davis used to say to me, Tony, keep moving. The audience has never listened to a moving target.
It's the same thing for bill collectors, too.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Keep moving. And, you know, I tell you what, the energy doesn't come from me on stage. The energy comes from the people out there. I've not known anything else since I'm 15 years old.
Yeah.
And this is my 63rd year in show business. Yeah. This is my 50th year headlining in Las Vegas. You talk about a blessing. So I go out there. My attitude is not taking. My attitude is giving. And so it may appear like I'm getting... working hard. No, I'm just trying to give as much of my heart and soul to them as I possibly can.
Tony, you've had a remarkable career. And I'm not saying that for any other reason.
Oh, I've been blessed.
Yeah, really. I mean, being blessed is one thing. Having the talent to pull it off is another. And you have television, a Broadway, author, composer, singer, actor. Actually, when they talk about a full package, they said Elvis Presley was, but I don't think Elvis ever starred in a Broadway show, nor did he write a book. I show Tony the pictures that I have in my studio, the celebrities that I've worked with over the years, and then he tells a story, and I feel like I have, you know, melting ice cream. His stories,
melting ice cream.
His stories are so much better than mine. I got
to
hang around.
That's what you think. But when we listen to your show, that isn't true. And let me tell you something about what he's saying. And let me just clear that up a little bit. Because like I want to please the audience, you want to please your guest. You give up a lot of yourself for the guests, buddy. I mean, if you ever came to Ron's home, you will laugh from the moment you sit down to the moment you leave. He's hysterical. His stories are unbelievable. His love of his country is beyond anything you could ever imagine. And he talks about it in a loving, sweet, wonderful way. And so all the things he thinks that we do, he does, but he gives us the stage on his radio show. Trust me.
Well, you're the star. Tony, I can't express how much I treasure your friendship. And I say this because...
Ditto.
Yeah, I really do. You know, Tony sits in the house here, and he calls somebody up in New York and says, I got a guy here, you should have him on your radio station. Then he calls a congressman from one of the... You got to know this guy. Then he would have called Biden, but Biden is on a plane, and Trump is playing golf, and the Pope isn't feeling well. And Christ was, you know, he's tied up.
Oh my God.
And I'm saying, yeah, and here's a picture of Captain Kangaroo.
And by the way, there is a picture of Captain Kangaroo in this very studio.
And Howdy Doody.
And Howdy Doody. Oh my God. You see what I mean, folks? You have to come to Ron's house to believe.
You can't forget Howdy Doody. You guys are real.
You know what? You should do a show called Ron's House and invite everybody over.
Oh, good. Tell that to my wife.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Maybe she can come on and give a... She's an unbelievable cook. And give a couple of recipes out there because, you know, wives out there making the pasta I just had would be incredible. I mean, the dinners that I was served tonight, you go to the best restaurants on the planet, ain't going to beat what I got tonight.
Wait till you get the bill.
You got it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Tony Orlando. Tony's website is TonyOrlando.com. Clever. I told it to Rickles a time. He named his book Rickles. I said, boy, how long did it take you to come up with that name? Tony Orlando, a legend in this business. I'm telling you right now, Tony Orlando is a legend in this business. I was at the gas station the other day, and I was getting air in my tires, and I said, I got to get this really good because I'm going to have my friend Tony Orlando. What's Tony doing now? Where's Tony doing now? What's Tony? Oh, yeah. Wow. You're big at the gas station. We're going to pause. Tony and I will be right back with one more quick segment with Ron Sedgie today.
If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Today, Tony Orlando is staying over for another short segment because he wants to tell us a great story, another one of his show business stories, and he has played for many presidents. How many presidents did you sing for?
Eight presidents. Yeah.
And Lincoln was the first one.
Huh? Yeah.
What was he like in real life?
The sound system wasn't very good.
You're in the wrong theater.
Don't even go there.
Still too early, as Carson would say. Still too early. Tony, you had a great friendship. In fact, you inherited his band of Bobby Darin, one of the greats.
Your idol.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
One of your idols, oh, yeah. And of course one of mine.
You got to tell me about the time that he invited you over with his beautiful wife, Sandra Dee, for dinner.
I'm 16 years old, and you played on your show, Dream Lover. It's
right
around that time. And he's my idol. And he says to me, listen, Tony, you coming to California to do some TV shows, why don't you come to the house for dinner? Here's my number. Call me. Now, remember, that's like God inviting you over.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So I get to California. I call Darin. I said, Mr. Darin? He said, yeah, Tony, come on over. I said, okay, can you give me the address? Oh, sure. I said, I'll take a cab over. He goes, no, let me come pick you up. I said, no, please, let me cab. So, okay, come for dinner. I'm nervous. Oh, man, Ron, let me tell you, I was shaking.
Sure.
I'm about to meet my idol. He opens the door, and there's this superstar house in Beverly Hills. And he's dressed very casually. He says, come on, Sandy made a great dinner for us. And she made pork chops with mashed potatoes and cream corn.
You remember that?
Oh, I'll never forget it. And here's why I'll never forget it, okay? I'm nervous, and I pick up my fork, and I pick up my knife, and I'm now about to cut into the pork chop, beautiful pork chop. And as I put the knife into the pork chop slides off my dish, takes the cream corn and the mashed potatoes, and where does it land, Ron? On Sandra Dee's chest. Right on her dress. I mean, it splattered all over her shoulders. And I'm now, I can't believe I just did this to Bobby Darin's wife. By the way, is a superstar in her own right in the movies, Sandra Dee. And I Bobby goes, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's hysterical. And he's starting to make, I start to cry. I was so embarrassed. He said, no, man. He said, no, man. He said, this is a story to tell for all time. And I tell you now, it's now since 1961 that I've told that story. It had to be told on your show.
Wow.
Because you love Bobby Darin.
And I love that story. I hope that you ate the food and didn't let that go to waste, because you had a plate there that you will never...
Sitting in a place that would have been interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting. I love that story. Lucky to be around Bobby Darin. Lucky to be around everybody. Tony was with everybody.
Yep.
Elvis, the whole nine yards. Thanks, Tony.
Well, thank you, sir.
Tony Orlando. I love you, buddy.
Love you more.
That's so kind of you to say. Well, we're going to turn our theme right now to summertime. So we invited our guest to be with us, who's always welcome here. She's on HGTV series Design on a Dime. Also, Home and Family on the Hallmark Channel. She got the book Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. And we called her the MacGyver of Design. Joining us right now is Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Happy summer. Time almost.
I know. Good to talk to you again.
Well, we need some suggestions now for the home. So how do we make homes cool?
Well, one of the ways that you can do that, air conditioning, right? So I am joined today by two amazing air conditioning units from LG. They're awesome. The first option is actually their portable model. Beautiful airflow, and of course, it's quiet. This is the 10,000 BTU model. This one is perfect for living rooms, offices, and really does offer that flexibility where space is an issue. The second one is their LG window air conditioning unit. Now, this one's perfect for rooms up to about 300 square feet. Both of these are amazing because you save about 40% on your energy when you use them. Controlled from their LG ThinQ app and also Alexa and Google Assistant compatible. So you can guarantee power, having a cool and comfortable home all summer long.
Let's turn to the outdoors for a second.
So if you're worried about waterproofing your outdoors, Thompson's Water Seal is a great thing for DIYers for looking for that simple waterproofing protection for their exterior surfaces like wood, concrete, maybe their pavers. They have a fantastic line. It's also available in multiple opacities, meaning you can go from like a clear multi-surface, you can really see that wood grain, to kind of like a full coverage and color, which is awesome. It's all pre-mixed. You basically walk into your big box store. You don't have to spend time in the paint line getting it all mixed. You can find it at the national retailers, or you could actually buy it online.
You talk about keeping the home clean. That is tough, especially if you don't have air conditioning and you have the windows and doors open and the screens on. A lot of dust comes in. So what's your solution to that?
I actually have a cleaning hack. Number one cleaning thing you should do is vacuum your floors. Vacuuming or mopping your floors will completely transform the look of your space without spending a lot of time. Quick little hack for that to make your room smell great is you take essential oils and put a few drops onto the filter, or you put it onto the bag, and then when you're vacuuming, not only will your place look great, but it'll also smell great as well.
Can you use that for outdoor furniture? I mean, what are your suggestions there?
Oh, absolutely. You can not only vacuum your furniture and keep it clean and wipe it down, but you could also use Thompson's Water Seal to seal it. Kind of got a two-for-one there, to be honest.
There you go. Money's tight these days. Gas prices are going up, groceries are going up, cars are going up. How can we do this and save some dollars in our pocket and still have all the things we talked about?
I am a huge deals and steals person. So before you buy anything, you need to start shopping by visiting Slick Deals. Now, what Slick Deals is shoppers helping shoppers kind of find the best products at the best price. So it's a site, an app, a browser extension, and a rewards program. They have 12 million unique users. Everybody on there votes the very best deals from top retailers like Amazon, Walmart, things like that. So you definitely know you're getting the best value. It's basically like having 12 million friends. So what you can do is, let's say there's something very specific you want to buy, like maybe that outdoor patio furniture, you could actually set a deal alert to be notified in your inbox when a deal that matches your criteria gets posted to the site. So before you buy anything, go to slickdeals.net.
You know, you have had this successful book out for some time, The Design Cookbook, Recipes for a Stylish Home. That's a great name, and it's a great way to present it because it almost sounds like you're making food, you know. Tell us a little bit of the contents in that book, Kelly.
Well, you're absolutely right. So here's the deal. When I was writing the book, I was sitting down trying to figure out what kind of book I wanted to write. And my dad said, well, why don't you write a design book that looked like a cookbook? Because even if you can't cook, you're going to read a cookbook. And if you follow the instructions, you'll be able to make the recipe. Why not apply that to a room? So basically what I did in my book is I took rooms and I broke them down into recipes. So I basically will tell you how to start. You start with the floor, you start with the paint, and then you move your way up. And then I also am a huge DIYer. Everybody, that's how I started my career on HGTV. So I have a lot of DIY projects in there. But again, recipes for how to do those two simple and easy things that anybody can do.
Where can we go, Kelly, for more information on this, how to get the book?
Go to any of these brands' websites to find out more information about that. Or you can go to my Instagram page, which is Kelly Edwards, Inc. I'll have everything on there, including all the products from today.
The MacGyver of Design, Kelly Edwards, telling us about some great ideas for summer. Kelly, it's always nice chatting with you. I know we'll be talking soon. So until then, I hope you have a great time this end of spring and early summer. We look forward to your return, okay?
Look forward to talking to you again. Thanks so much. Oh, thanks. You're awesome. We'll talk soon.
There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video, then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my buddy Tony Orlando for joining us the first hour of our show, and also to Kelly Edwards talking about ideas to fix up the house for summer. Next hour, we have the last interview that we did with our dear friend Ray Liotta, who we lost about a week and a half ago. This was done in December of 2021. And then later on in the hour, actor and champion from the WWE, John Cena, Bargee Haber will be here chatting about how to get into acting, which a lot of people ask me about, and then I Care with Dr. Nancy Holkamp. And that's all coming up next hour on this first weekend of the month with Ron Segi today.